Hot air balloons are a big part of the first weekend of Dairy Festival getting underway Friday. David Black discussed the balloons with Enola Gay on KSST's Good Morning Show Wednesday morning.
We tend to usually have 30 balloons come in. That's kind of a cutoff for us. It's an invitation type of a balloon rally, and 30 is what we can handle with the size of our board and the helpers that we have. 30 is what we can do easily. Taking it to the next step is just a whole different undertaking. But 30 gives a huge number of balloons here. It's a relatively big rally in relation to a lot of other small rallies that have just a handful. Okay. And we can get a lot of participation. The town, they get to see a lot of activity out there between the glow and the balloons flying. So it's just a good number for us, and that's where we kind of cut it off.
And it's a beautiful evening when the first of the glow, is it tethered glows?
Yes. What we'll do, and kind of the schedule of things right now, Friday morning, people early morning can kind of be watching the skies. We have just a few balloons come into town, and it's more of a, you know, wake up, let everybody know they're coming in, and we try to fix it where they'll fly over town, just depending on the direction of the wind and if we get to fly and all. And then the big event kicks off Friday afternoon. It's at Shannon Oaks Church on the grounds behind the church. They have just a perfect place to have it. Big open pasture. We got a lot of parking. And about 6 o'clock is when it's going to kick off. Then there'll be about half of the balloons fly on Friday afternoon. And once they take off, then the others put up and glow. And the glow is where they stay on the ground, but they're inflated. And then as it gets darker, as they light them up, you can see all the different colors of the balloons. And if everybody has seen balloons before, you know, live or in pictures or whatever, they're always very colorful. And this year, we always have a shape balloon comes in, and that's kind of a special thing. This year is, you may have seen on the sign up, the digital sign by Chili's, but it is a huge beagle. It's a dog. So that's our shape this year. We have one other small shape that kind of has flip-flops on it, but this the dog is the big main attraction this year, and it'll be glowing, probably just glowing. More people can be able to see it that way, but it may fly too. And then Saturday morning,
does this beagle-shaped balloon have anything to do with your vet office?
No, ma'am. I wish.
Is it a sponsored company?
We have different sponsors and underwriters for the event, but we just try to have one balloon come in. This person is coming in from Albuquerque.
Okay.
They live in Albuquerque. They always fly out there, and they fly all over the country. But we were lucky enough to get them to accept an invitation from us to come here. Then Saturday morning, again back at Shannon Oaks, you'd need to be there 5:45, 6 o'clock, because they fly early. It's when the winds are best and calmest, and usually everybody flies then.
KSST News.